So let me summarize, because we kind of need to get to now to what Ehud, when he have seen something, what did he do about it? So it's one thing to set the stage now. We saw the condition of the children of Israel. Now we know what the flesh is. Is that heavy, weighted principle that's in us that drag us down into direction that is not suitable or pleasing to the Lord, to sell ourselves. And we could enslave for it, as we have heard, for a long period of time. And in the end, there is nothing but misery. Ehud, we talked about him, his name, his father's name, what tribe he comes from. And again, the highlight of the point is this: it doesn't matter who you are, who you belong to. If you belong to Christ, you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So now Ehud sees the situation around him. He have a true valuation of himself. He realized that, listen, I don't know if I'm the best person to do that or not, but I am going to be before the Lord. So what did he do? He made himself a dagger. A small sword. Uniquely two-edged sword. And I want to highlight the point that was made earlier about the Word of God. Because that's what, and I think we should bring the verses that say that this is the Word of God. But I just want to open that up to move on a little bit here. In regard to what did you do now? You sit in a Bible conference. You know now what the flesh is all about. You know the things that comes and weigh heavy on you. You know your own weaknesses. You know sometimes you're attracted to these things. And you are in the danger of being miserable for 18 years. What are you going to do about it? Let's now look at what Ehud did about it. And I want to hear more, young people. This really, your comments are really wonderful. So I want to hear more of your comments. What did he do? What is a dagger does? Why it's two-edged? I want to hear that from you, young people. Because as you tell me that, I want you to tell that yourself and go and practice what you're telling me.
Everybody heard that question, right? Why a dagger and why two-sided?
Scripture talks about the cutting off of the flesh, and the Word of God is a two-edged sword, which means it cuts both ways, which means that not only am I to use it against, but I have to use it on myself first to apply the cutting off of the flesh, which Ehud did. He turned aside to Gilgal. He applied that sharp two-edged dagger to himself first before he would ever think to use it on the enemy.
Psalms 119 verse 9, it says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." The sword is the word of God in a picture. And later on in Judges we see the dirt coming out. The word cleanses the way. The sword will put the dirt out. That was just my thought with that verse.
Can somebody tell me, what do we have a verse in the scripture that tells me that the two-edged sword is the word of God? Anybody has that verse? Because we heard it a couple of times now. Can somebody just point me to that verse, please?
Sometimes I feel like it's...
I can't hear you.
Sometimes I feel like it's brought up a lot, so it hasn't come to say it. But for those who don't know, we could turn to Hebrews 4, chapter 12.
Okay, you want to read, John? And just speak out loud a little bit.
Sorry, my voice is... I'll just wait. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. "For the word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." So there we see a picture of really of what the Word of God is. It's this sharp two-edged sword that's a discerner of the thoughts. It's operative. It's living. It's able to penetrate. And it fits perfectly with this example we have here, Ehud, using the sharp two-edged sword. And to me, it's really interesting that Ehud uses the sword. Because we see in other judges, particularly Samson, how when he would defeat so many men, he used the jawbone of a donkey. And this isn't a knock on Samson. We see that Samson had a lot of his own strength. And when you have a lot of your own strength, oftentimes you may not rely solely on the word. Oftentimes, your main go-to, the thing that you will really depend on, may not be the word of God. And sure, Samson acted in the spirit, but we see here that Ehud, although he was this weak man, or because he was this weak man, knew that the only thing he could use was really that sword, the word of God. And it's beautiful that he is weak. Because all of us need to understand we are weak. Sure, on earth we may be greater than someone. In this room, there may be a hierarchy, that's for sure. But with respect to God and God's vision, he's no respecter of persons. We're all on the same plane, level field. We have all been affected by sin. We are all weak. We need to understand that. And when we are weak, what we need to use, not our own strength, but the word of the Lord.
The Lord Jesus tells his disciples, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. That is what characterizes the flesh. And it's very interesting and important that Ehud gets to Gilgal before turning around. Gilgal not only speaks of circumcision, the cutting off of the flesh, but there were 12 stones set up. We read about it in the book of Joshua, chapter 3 and 4. When the children of Israel were crossing over the Jordan, the Ark of the Lord went before them, and Joshua, that they would set their feet there, and where the priests set their feet, they would carry out 12 stones, and they would set them up in Gilgal, that they would be a sign for all generations, that when their children would ask them, what are these stones? They would tell them that the Ark of the Lord was in the Jordan and the waters stood still and the children of Israel could cross over. What a beautiful picture. And a reminder to Ehud that we who deserve death, the Ark of the Lord being a type of Christ, Christ enters into death for us in our stead that we might cross over into the land and have life. And so that's where Ehud was. He had an estimation of that work of Christ that could spur him on to go back and to deal with the flesh. He's reminded of the circumcision that occurred there. He's reminded that Christ entered into death that I might have life, that I might have victory. And so we need to get to that point where we are focused on Christ. Coming into death, overcoming death, and that I might have life, and then we can go back and deal with the flesh. Not in our strength, but in what Christ has wrought for us